For people severely impacted by Hurricane Florence, voting may be the last thing on their minds. But state and county boards are working hard to make sure people know their options as early voting begins Wednesday. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
Melanie Ray is dealing with a lot of questions from voters.
What address they need to use, if they can vote at certain precincts.
Ray is the elections director for Craven County, which has three flooded precincts and a lot of residents who haven't returned home.
We still have quite a number of displaced residents in some of the areas in New Bern and Craven County, especially downtown in some of the apartment complexes.
She's telling displaced voters to use the address of the home they lived in before the storm, unless they've moved from the area permanently. The state passed an elections relief bill earlier this month that extended the voter registration deadline for the 28 counties devastated by Florence. And that's today, by the way. And it also approved $400,000 to be used to inform residents of their voting options.
We are working on a plan to basically saturate eastern North Carolina with information.
Patrick Gannon is with the State Board of Elections.
We just want to make sure that everyone in that area knows that they still have options to vote.
Gannon says the money will go toward radio, newspaper, and Facebook ads, in addition to any local campaigns launched by county election boards. The campaigns will instruct voters on how to request mail-in absentee ballots, find one-stop early voting locations, and identify their precincts. Marcus Bass, with Advanced Carolina, a group that advocates for equal voting rights, says that's not enough.
The money could be specifically supporting not just the education aspect, but the actual facilitation of the ballot process.
Like extending the early voting period or creating a mobile voting site. But Gannon says the elections board doesn't have the money or time to do such things, with the election just a few weeks away. Meanwhile, Craven County's Melanie Ray says her staff is working tirelessly as the early voting period looms.
As far as getting the word out, we're doing it by all means possible.
Ray says she's even daring to be optimistic.
The effect of the hurricane and the response of the government and the response of local officials, I'm hoping that that does generate more interest.
Ray says she predicts a 48% turnout, which would be a 3-4% increase from previous midterm elections. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.